FM Talk 106.5, time for Captain Bobby and the Fishing Report, brought to you by McConnell Automotive and also by McCoy Outdoors.
That's exactly right. McCoy Outdoor Company, west of 65 on Spring Hill, and McConnell east of 65 on Dolphin Street. The McFishing Report. Isn't that right, Captain Bobby?
The McFishing Report. That's I just love it because you can go by McConnell right there on Dolphin Street, pick you up a new GMC Sierra, which is what I drive, and then take it over to to McCoy's. They got plenty of room in the bed of the truck to get loaded up. Just holler at Chip and he'll back you up to the door and load you up.
Yeah, man, you'll be ready to go after visiting those two. So it's been hot out there, Captain Bobby. How you been making it?
Man, I'm telling you, it is. That's, you nailed it, brother. And on top of that storm, you get some breeze or something, in afternoon breeze, there's no wind either. And I'm telling you, it gets brutal, you know. So it's the first thing in you know, we live around here, so we all know it, but, man, you got to take care of yourself out there. You know, I had a guy start to get a little bit overheated yesterday, and I told him, I said, man, you know, it don't get any better. It's going to get worse. So if you get the feeling bad, I mean, there's no fish worth hanging out there and going through one of those things. But speaking of fish, man, the fishing continues to be great. You know, we haven't had to dodge thunderstorms in the morning, at least, lately, which has allowed me to do exactly what I want to do, you know, where I want to go and where I want to fish. And there's a lot of fish everywhere. There's no shortage of action. You catch fish, all sorts of species, you know, including our target species, speckled trout. The best thing right now is still using live bait on the deeper structure and water deeper than 8 feet. That's still going to be the deal, especially when it gets this hot. But had a couple mornings where we snuck out early, got there right at daybreak, and caught some fish up in some shallow water. You guys go to work early enough to know. This past week and right after the weekend, we were on that full moon. So you guys were seeing it when you were going into work in the morning, and that moon really triggers a really good bite, you know. The bad news, one little bit of bad news we got is we're cycling into the nip tide right now. We're going to cycle out of it by the weekend, but this time of year, that water movement's key when you're fishing that structure, you know. So you're going to have to find some places where the water movement's exaggerated, like the Dolphin Island Bridge area or Fort Morgan. Some of those areas work really well when we get these nip tides.
Yes, Captain Bobby, speaking of the weekend, what are you thinking about strategically this weekend?
Well, you know, getting back to the weather, man, you know, I think, I won't put the whammy on us, but I got a feeling we're probably getting close to getting our quota on the snapper. So I don't know how much longer that's going to be open. It'll be a great weekend to get out there early in the morning before it gets super hot. While that water's slick, get out there and try and catch some snapper. Again, the trout fishing, especially when we cycle to about Saturday, we're going to start to get water movement again. So, you know, you could probably get out and snapper fish early in the morning and then finish up a little later in the morning doing some trout fishing around said areas I talked about. I think that's going to be your best bet down at the lower end of the bay around the Passerone, Dolphin Island Bridge area and the Fort Morgan area with some live bait.
Well, I know a lot of folks that love listening to the Fishing Report would also love being out there on the boat with you, Captain Bobby. So how can they make that happen if they want a guided trip by the best to do it?
Well, A-Team Fishing, like the old Mr. T show, all one word, yeah. A-TeamFishing.com is our website, and it's got our contact information. And believe it or not, I know it doesn't feel like it, may not be thinking about it, but we're already booking fall trips. Mm. So if you're thinking about doing some of that Delta fall fishing, now is not too early to give us a shout.
Bobby, you probably meet a lot of interesting people, or have, through the maybe 30 years of doing this. You've had some people on your boat that probably entertained the heck out of you, that came from far away and fell in love with the Gulf Coast, I would think.
They have, yeah. I could tell. We don't have nearly enough time for me to go into the stories, but maybe one morning on the Outdoor Show we'll do that.
Yeah.
That would be great because, again, what you do, it's not just the fishing, it's the hospitality that you provide and the expertise as well. But as always, Bobby, well done this morning.
Thank you, guys. Y'all have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Captain Bobby Abruscato, A-Team Fishing, and his fishing report brought to you by the Mick Fishing Report, McConnell Automotive and McCoy Outdoor Company. Just like he said, go get you a nice truck at McConnell and pull over there to McCoy where you can get all the gear you could stand.
Load yourself down.